Javier, appreciate it, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, happy to have you with us. And, man, three wins here. You know, I told Jude earlier that when you look at your record, your overall record here at Charlestown, you've ridden 14 races. You've won seven of those. What's the key?
Very, very lucky, very blessed, you know, and the opportunity I have had in my career to ride one of the best horses in the country. And a lot of support, a lot of help through the training and the owner, they give me the opportunity to ride the best horses in the country.
So when you come here, this is a different racetrack, Javier. It's only 6 furlongs, so it's a bit different than what you typically ride on. Is it much different for you when you come here? Are there things you have to do a little bit differently?
Absolutely. You have to be adjustment every single track where you go. And you have to sometimes change your style. You know, you have to be adjustment. Oh, the track and the speed, the races, the horse. And you can be once only the main show. You have to be adjustment every single track. And I think it's one part of the success. You have to be where you think is the best result you can ever have.
You know, a lot of times jockeys have told me that when you ride on a bull ring, you have to change the horse's leads a little early, and you have to ride on the turns. A lot of people try to do it the other way and ride on the straights and take it easy on the turns, but that's the opposite of what you need to do. Do you find that to be the case?
I'm kind of disagree about that because you never know. You can change your style for the horses. Yeah, they change you, your own style, but not the horses. You can rush it to the horses to go to the lead, or you can change your style because it's not going to work. And some horses come from behind. You're not going to put in the lead because you're not going to have that result. You can change the style for the horses. You have to adjust them a little bit, try to put in good spots if you can. If you think it's electronic, that horse, you come from way back and those kind of type of track, you know, the speed hold it. But at the same time, I have the opportunity to ride Stanford, and he won wire to wire in the lead. It's all depending. Every single race is different. Every single horse is different. I think that's what I mean. You have to handicap it the best you could, and you have to have the best trick to win the race.
So you've ridden War Story in the past a couple of times, and you're aboard him again this afternoon. How do you anticipate him handling this type of surface?
We see. I mean, the War Story run good last year. You know, he finished third. He had a good trip in the race. In Perry, I won the race in Perry. You know, the horse, he liked that track. I think everything he fall in the right place for him. And we see what happened, you know. And I need to be handicapped in the race. I need to see what he said, the trainer and the owner, John Gennaro. And he put a lot of support in this game. He put a lot of into in the game. He's a new owner. And he had a lot of success in the short time in his career. And he's been on it for the last 3 years. And he won the Broad Handicap. And he won that race, Charlotte Classic, last year. Win better. And we see how he goes to the race. We see how he playing the race, how he's developing, and try to find the best spot in the race, try to win the race.
You know, you mentioned handicapping the race, Javier. What's at this point in your career, you've done so much prep work going into big races week in and week out. What's your preparation like when you get ready to ride in a big race like this?
I'm trying to be consistent. Trying to not to change anything, and I do always my homework before the races, and I try to handicap it the same race like regular races. To me, it doesn't mean like climate race. It doesn't mean I have to change anything for what the big race is coming up. I think you have to be dedicated. You have to be disciplined, consistent, and try to do the homework, and hopefully everything fall in the right place, and I hope you have the best luck in the race. That's the main thing.
Well, you certainly have a good spot to be in today. You've got a horse that likes the racetrack. There's enough speed that you can chase a little bit. How do you see the race unfolding for you today?
We see what happens. See how he breaks out of the gate, the horse, and try to put in good spot in the race, take it from there.
Javier Castellano with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network aboard War Story in this afternoon's Charlestown Classic. Javier, I want to switch gears for just a minute. A couple of weeks ago, you were aboard Bolt Doro in the Santa Anita Derby. You're not going to be aboard Bolt Doro in the Kentucky Derby in 2 weeks. You opt instead to ride Audible, the Florida Derby winner, who you're familiar with because you rode him earlier in his career. Talk about that decision. How'd that come about?
Well, I think I believe in this game is loyalty is first thing, my priority. I think it nothing to do with the horses and like try to compare the which one is better or not because all the others is one of the best 2 year old in the country. He proved he won all the grade one races and always been consistent. And out of all, he won the Hollywood with me. And I couldn't ride in the Florida Derby because of the commitment to ride to the Dubai World Cup with the whole West Coast. And unfortunately, you know, I couldn't be that spot, you know. And everything ended up in the situation, you know, I had to decide which one the horse can I go for. I can't lean up all with top pleasure because I feel like Winston Fong, Elio Walde, and Kenny Trout have a lot of success together in the past. And we demology for the Wood Memorial and we have a lot of Constitution, the Florida Derby. We've been winning a lot of races in the past, grade one races, and being support my career. I think I need to give it back to them. And that time, the big dancing party is coming up, and he don't have it. Any jockey, he ride his horse. I think I couldn't leave it like that and just walk away to find another horse. I think I feel loyalty is my priority, and I think we need to lay down that situation.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and I know that obviously you're high on Audible because of what you've done on him in the past. Look back on the Santa Anita Derby for a minute, Javier. Your thoughts on the performance of both the horse you were on, Bolt Doro, and the winner, Justify?
I was so satisfied. I mean, of course, you want to win the race because you have high expectation when you go for I'm very satisfied. I don't take it away anything to my horse. I think he rode such a great race. Unfortunately, you know, it was the way he came out the race, the way he folded the race, the plan, you know, justified the only spin the race. He dictated the pace and he take it to all the way to the end. You know, I had to chase a little bit to try to beat the horse. I basically feel like I did the worst part of the race just to chase the horse and try to not chase him. Even, you know, try to beat the other horses is not my style horse. I think, unfortunately, you know, he kind of disappointed about the race, you know, the way he folded. But he thought my horse, he show up, he performed, and tried to be justified in the turn of a home. But it's hard to catch when the horse he got the different style.
A lot of people are thinking that when we get to Louisville in 2 weeks, it's going to be a different ball game for Justify because he might not get out there on an easy lead like he did in the Santa Anita Derby. How about you? Is that kind of the way you're thinking too?
Absolutely. I agree. Nothing to describe for horse racing. Nothing is... the Derby is 20 horses and anything can happen in the race. And not even when you go to the Derby with the best, you think it's the best horse, nothing is, you know, anything can happen in a whole race. You have to have the best luck in the race to win the Derby because it's a lot of traffic, it's 20 horses, and you need to have the best trip. When I'm being said that, I don't think it justifies going to be in the lead by itself. Of course, a lot of horses going to chase it. And horses all over the place, you know, horses come from behind, horses in the mid-pack. And you need to have a lot of luck to win the Derby.
Yeah, you need to have a lot of luck, and you need to have the right horse on that day at that moment. And Javier, for you, my friend, let's hope that Audible is that horse. Appreciate you taking a little time here this morning. We'll see you up here at Charlestown. Good luck this afternoon, and good luck in 2 weeks in Louisville.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.